From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The state has shut down the Hermitage Ski Resort in Dover. A spokeswoman for the exclusive private club said the company failed to make a scheduled payment to the Vermont Department of Taxes. The spokeswoman said the company has been operating under a temporary agreement and must remain closed until it can come up with the money that it owes to the state. President Trump's speech at Manchester Community College Monday about the national opioid epidemic included plenty of New Hampshire references. Trump took the time to thank Governor Chris Sununu and Manchester Fire Department Chief Daniel Goonan for attending, but the president did not make any specific announcement of new funding measures to fight the opioid epidemic. Trump did make it clear he wants to see tougher penalties for those convicted of drug trafficking.
But if we don't get tough on the drug dealers, we're wasting our time. Just remember that. We're wasting our time. And that toughness includes the death penalty.
People working on the front lines of the opioid crisis across the state had mixed reactions to the speech. Some criticized a lack of specificity in his plan, its focus on police response over treatment, and no promise of increased federal funding to fight the opioid epidemic. A lawyer who is suing the state of Vermont on behalf of foreign investors in Vermont's EB-5 program dropped a bombshell allegation after a court hearing on Monday. Stowe attorney Russell Barr says a Vermont government official was arrested for having sex with a minor while on a trip to China to promote EB-5 projects. Barr says the incident happened in 2013 or 2014. He says it spotlights what he says is the state's morally bankrupt approach to oversight of the EB-5 program. Barr did not name the official who allegedly had this arrest. He is representing foreign investors who were defrauded of more than $200 million in an EB-5 scam in the Northeast Kingdom. The Attorney General's office says it is not able to immediately respond to Barr's allegation about the arrest. The 18-year-old Pulteney man accused in a thwarted school shooting plot in Fairhaven will continue to be held without bail. On Monday, a judge ruled that Jack Sawyer would remain in police custody. Judge Thomas Zone said he could not adequately assure public safety or Sawyer's appearance in future court proceedings. Sawyer faces four felony charges, including attempted aggravated murder and attempted assault with a deadly weapon. The Vermont Department of Fish and Wildlife says deer hunters took 13% more deer during last fall's hunting seasons than the average of the previous 3 years. Experts attribute the increase to mild weather the preceding two winters, which allowed more deer to survive. Eye on the sky for today. It'll be sunny, except for patchy high clouds to the far south today. Highs upper 20s to mid 30s north, mid to upper 30s south. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.